Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shay Bowes, joined as per usual by Augie. Another busy week. And where could we start? Well, the world is kind of focused right on Iran right now. But they're focused on Iran because of what a certain country is doing to Iran, right? Yeah, that's where it all began. It didn't begin in Iran. Yeah, maybe I'm a rapper. But yeah, I'll tell you, somebody who's putting together a bit of a rap, that's the old US of A. Now, they're winning, right? Augie, they're completely winning. And when you're winning this badly, you'd be sick of winning. We know he's totally sick of winning. But when you're winning this badly, you have to put out an hour-long video telling everybody how much you're winning, because nobody knows how much you're winning unless you put out these hour-long propaganda pieces. Like, it put Kim Jong-un to shame, right? This stuff. So check this out. Just to remind you that America is winning by closing the Strait of Hormuz that was open before they started to win, and the whole anyway, run the video, Augie.
Winning.
Now, Augie and I think that this is basically lazy. The Americans are winning so much, they're getting lazy, right? There are two destroyers getting attacked. The Iranians saying they filled them full of holes, turned them into columns. Strangely, the U.S. Navy is attacked by thousands of men and dozens of small craft, and there's not one single bit of video of it, Augie. But when you're winning so much, you don't need the video, right? So we decided to create our own little winning video to help out the White House, maybe, right? Let's go, Ilya.
Winning it.
Now, of course, while the US is busy winning against Iran, right? Same government, no government protest. People actually protesting to keep the government. Straits of Hormuz closed. Iran making tons of money, charging people to go through. It's completely winning, right? So while the Americans are winning so hard, and it's a Republican government, of course, under the Big Don, guess who's in the background? I'll give you a clue. Likes to drink a lot of wine, has no clue what she's talking about. And worst of all, she could have actually been president of the United States of America. Yeah, it's our old friend Kamala. Now, Kamala is busy telling America and the world that it's not the U.S. that's winning, right, Augie? It's actually the Russians are winning. Of course, Russia. The Russians have to be behind it all. It's raining today. It's Russia. Your wife is caught in bed with your brother. Russia.
Your taxes fund the war instead.
It's all because what Putin said.
And Kamala is saying that Russia is winning because of all the money that's getting spent on the war with Iran, that it's actually Russia that's winning. So Kamala, as we know, the Democrats are desperate to actually have a war with Russia, but they're bombing Iran because they don't want Iran to get a nuclear weapon. But Russia is the country with the biggest nuclear arsenal on Earth, with the means to deliver them, which nobody can stop, Oreshnik, and Kamala wants to have a war with them. This woman is just an absolute high IQ, a diamond, yeah? Run the video, Augie.
You want to know who's the big winner on the Iranian war? Russia. Because of the oil issue, what has he done? He's lifted sanctions on Russia. You know what that means? They're making money to sell oil that otherwise they were prevented from selling.
I thought we'd seen the end of this.
We're sending artillery, ammunition, air defense that otherwise would be going to Ukraine.
Ilya, put some dribble down my face and down Augie's face. Look. Dribble. She's such a retard. So, like we said, there is an obsession in America with Russia. Russia. Kamala, the half-wit, as you see, is absolutely determined to give a victory to Russia. Yeah, complete bullshit. And on the other side of the house, you got Mr. Kash Patel, that exceptionally gifted man who's now running the FBI. Yeah, believe it or not, he is running the FBI. Now, Kash is cashing in on the Russians as well. You can't just give out about the Russians. Apparently, Russia's going to take over the world, eat your children. You know, they're going to destroy Western civilization. But they can't win in Ukraine, they're telling you the next minute. But you always got to cash in. And Kash has decided to write a book about Russiagate, about the fact that the Russians had nothing to do with the election of Donald Trump. Nothing to do with it whatsoever. Now, we all knew that. That's obvious, right, that they had nothing to do with it because it's been proven. But it just shows you this a la carte attitude to Russia in America. You know, if it suits you to say it was nothing to do with the Russians, you write a book, you do your thing. If it suits you to say the Russians are, behind you stepping in dog on the way to your girlfriend's wedding, yeah, it's all the same. It's kind of a la carte. Run it, Augie.
My name is Cash Patel, and I have written the first ever children's Russiagate book. It's called The Plot Against the King. It is a fantastical telling by me, the Russiagate chief investigator under then-Chairman Nunes, of how we triumphed to put truth over evil and report the facts to the American public. Please go to the link below and order your copy today.
What the f- Well, Cash's book might be but at least it ain't this stuff in Europe. Now, while all this is going on, of course, ordinary people out on the streets, ordinary American taxpayers, according to the Big Don, $300 billion gone to the Ukro scam, down the golden toilet, flush it away. The Europeans, $90 billion following on from another couple of... It's just a complete show. Out on the streets, dirty, dangerous, and guess what? Augie's a real lover of nature. He loves the birds. Not the two-legged kind, unfortunately. And check this video out that he discovered. This is really something else. I thought this was totally apocalyptic. I didn't believe it was real. Check it out. This is what's actually happened on the streets, the west coast of the United States of America. Libtard heaven. Yeah, the Golden Gate. All the fruitcakes over that side of town. Yeah. Check out how the birds are living. Even the pigeons are suffering as a result of the kind of pre-apocalyptic United States of America. This is really scary stuff. Right, Augie? Run the video. Check out what's in the nest, what the nest is made of.
Right? The nature is adapting.
Now, of course, we're talking about the west coast of the United States of America. Let's talk about the other part of America, the offshore bit, the stationary American aircraft carrier known as Israel. Yeah. Let's head to Israel. And something that we've been kind of interested in talking about is, who's really winning in Israel and in Lebanon and in Iran, the whole region. It's hard to say that anybody's actually winning because the whole state of Israel is collapsing into an authoritarian kind of corrupt show. Mr. Netanyahu's in court, but he couldn't make it. Something came up, like invading another neighbor. Who's winning, who's losing? Well, there's one group of people that we think is really losing across the region, and that's Christians. Christians are getting a hard time, not only in Africa, not only in Asia, very much so in the Middle East. And guess what? Well, you riddle me this. Where did the big fella come from? Where did old Jesus Christos, where did he arrive? Where did he choose to land on this planet?
As much as surprising this could be for our evangelical viewers, Christ actually came from Palestine.
Ah, so he was a dark-skinned, Aramaic-speaking. He wouldn't have known what the you were talking about. You're speaking in English because he would have never heard the language. He spoke Hebrew for his religious. He was a devout Jew, by the way. He spoke Latin, I think, for his commerce because he was a professional carpenter. And then he would have spoke Aramaic back home with his mum, dad, and his family, right? So you probably wouldn't have recognized Jesus if he had walked up and slapped you in the face. Yeah, but because, we'll just make it all look our own way. But the American evangelicals who don't know anything about the history of the region are kind of the biggest advocates for the Zio project, right? Which is now brutalizing, destroying, and undermining the whole ancient Christian community in that area, right, Augie?
Absolutely correct. Look, guys, in the last 20 years, both Iraq and Syria, remember those countries, had lost around 85% of their Christian population. That's the complete destruction of Christian community there. The same is happening in Lebanon, the same happening in Gaza. And in general, since the beginning of the 20th century, the amount of Christians in the Middle East was 20%. Now it's 3%.
Wow. Well, at least out on the streets of Jerusalem, in this, the most moral army in the world, the only democracy in the Middle East, at least Christians and nuns and priests are safe. You're not getting spat at. They're not getting the kicked out of. Let's have a look at the local welcome from a Jewish gentleman to a kind of elderly nun on the streets. This is kind of give you an idea that all of the stuff we're talking about, it's all complete propaganda, right, Augie?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Propaganda. Run the video, Ox. She's really giving him a hard time there. See the way she's in his face?
Why was she so racist against him?
She was so racist against him. She just was, I think she was acting complete. She was asking for that.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes back to give her seconds.
It's because she's lying in a very anti-Semitic.
No, I think she laid down in a kind of a cruciform.
Oh, shit.
That was very offensive. Yeah, so a couple of kicks in the head there for the elderly nun. Yeah. And of course, you know, pull down a crucifix, you know, smash up, stick a cigarette in Mary's mouth, you know. I tell you one thing, if you weren't religious, okay, and you weren't a Christian, this kind of make you get an old tattoo, get the old cloak on the horse, down to the Holy Land, take it back, my friends. Remember the Crusades? Well, you know, Augie, maybe we're overdoing it on Israel. I mean, I got a lot of Jewish friends, you know, but they're not Israelis, which is kind of something. But maybe it's just Mr., you know, Netanyahu and his friends and the IDF and stuff. Maybe we're kind of getting it. We're a bit too hard on them. So let's have a look at an ordinary, you know, Jewish settler kind of birthday. Just an ordinary guy having a birthday cake. And what are you going to put on it? Ugly little butterflies, maybe a picture of your kids, a noose. Because you just passed a law that you can hang a ton of people who are in court without a trial in some cases. Kids, women, children, the whole population living in a jail. So, you know, it's your birthday. What are you going to put on the cake? Put a golden noose on there because you just got a law over the line. Yeah, we're making all this up, right, Augie? Yeah, are we? Run the video. I mean, it's just... I gotta say, this is Nazi-esque, okay? I mean, there's a bit of Nazi about this, right? Yeah, but this is definitely something like, I remember there was an anti-partisan badge with a sword going down into the sewer to kill rats. And it's very Ukrainian G-U-R, you know, the owl and the heart. And all this imagery, this kind of hatred, it all kind of, what's the common denominator? Mein Liebling. Our friends in Berlin, I think. Well, look, let's leave the Israelis and the Zionists in their little cocoon of evil, because that's what it is. I mean, it's completely abnormal to celebrate that type of cruelty and inhumanity. It's just not normal. Sorry, that's our position. And let's head to Europe, because Augie's a bit of a climate activist, okay? And when I say he's a climate activist, I mean, as soon as the sun shines, he's got his shorts on and his oil on. He's out there drinking beer, smoking cigars. That's the kind of climate activism he's interested in. He couldn't give a shit about anything else. But in Europe, they kind of taken it to the extreme. But this is the kind of climate activity that Augie and I completely agree with, right? We think if you're going to protest against the climate and you're a female and you're, you know, remotely attractive, you should take your clothes off, hang yourself upside down in a bell, and get banged around inside the bell with your equipment knocking around. We think it's a great way to express. We don't really give a what you're expressing. We just think it's great. Okay? Yeah? You don't believe us? Run the video, Augie.
I mean, Beats ruining some paintings.
Like, what the f-? I mean, like... You,
she really goes into it.
You're such a f***ing retard. Yeah, and what the, what next? But it's in its own kind of way. It's kind of...
I mean, it's much better than, you know, throwing paint on something.
Ketchup on the Mona Lisa, you know, spraying the Stonehenge Circle with you know, red paint, or some chick... with her equipment out, banging around in a bell. What are you going for, Augie?
Well, you know, I always like the sound of bells.
Climate activism, there you go. Now, talking about the environment, right, and just taking a little detour, a little coming in off the motorway of hate, just for a minute, somebody very surprising, somebody, a friend of the show, Augie, our old friend Boris Defifel Johnson, that's actually his middle name, Defifel. Yeah. Who was actually born in the United States of America. I've been doing a research into Bojo. The Bojo the Butcher, the man who's responsible for probably, you know, a million dead people in Ukraine. He actually thinks, the latest news, that depopulation is going to destroy Europe. He doesn't mind. He thinks it's a great idea, right? Bojo thinks depopulation is a great idea. You know, tell it to the people in Ukraine, because you did a good job of depopulating Ukraine, my friend. Yeah. He actually thinks it's a great idea. Now, riddle me this, Augie. How many kids does Bojo have?
I think he has like 8 kids from 3 wives.
Ah, not necessarily wives. And it's, some people say it's probably 9 or 10 because he tends to drop them off here and there. He's a real man of sort of, you know, spirited conservatism because he was the head of the Conservatives, right? But he was banging everybody. He, you know, even the Bell woman probably. Who knows? But Boris, let's have a listen to him. A real sort of dynamo when it comes to preventing overpopulation of the earth, particularly Ukraine. Run it, Og.
I have just returned from the Tuscan Hills, where the bells are tolling for far more funerals than weddings. A few months back, I was in Tokyo, where the kindergarten playgrounds were eerily deserted. I say crisis, what crisis? Let's be honest. If and when these new and encouraging trends lead to an actual downturn in the global population, that downturn will be no disaster. It will be the first blessed relief of some of the crippling burden we place on nature. The last thing we need, therefore, is a load of tosh from the politicians about having more babies.
That's right, you fool, don't have any babies. Let Bojo have them.
Oh. Now, speaking about having kids and trying to limit population, as we mentioned, Bojo has done a huge bit of service to Ukraine in limiting their population by sending a whole generation of people to die. You know, this war could have ended back in 2022. Bojo steps in, game over. Then he stepped in again and again and again and again. But most times he had his friends with him, like the millionaire businessman who gave him $1 million donation and then opened a big drone factory in Ukraine. So he really is about population control. Now, talking about population control in Ukraine, we all know that the elites aren't going to die in the war. They never do. They're driving around in their Ferraris, their Lamborghinis, and they're partying. And one of those people who is partying, which I discovered this week, and maybe I made her a little bit famous, is a lady called Daria Kochurina. Now, Daria just so happens to be the wife, right, Augie, of Ukraine's top auditor. Now, the top auditor in Ukraine is the man responsible for making sure none of the money that you've sent from the United States, from Europe, is stolen in Ukraine. And, of course, none of the money's been stolen, right, Augie?
And his annual salary is just $900.
Yeah. His salary is $900. Now, she decided to film herself at a party that she had thrown, throwing around about $150,000. Now, this went viral, obviously, okay? Because where's she getting the money from for this massive party? I could never think why. And we're about to send $90 billion. Now, of course, this is happening in Ukraine, a very dangerous place, we're told, where, you know, there's only like 10,000 Airbnbs, 5,000, sushi shops, hotels, restaurants, titty bars. It's probably one of the best cities in Europe to hang out in, according to a lot of these sort of evaluation sites. But, you know, there's millions of Ukrainians in Europe, and you're paying for that in the United States of America. Remember this. Bend over, pull your trousers down, say Slava Ukraini, and it might hurt a little less, right? Yeah? Run the video, Woggy. Why the f*** would you video yourself doing this? Why did they video themselves doing it? Why did Jeffrey Epstein video himself chasing kids around his kitchen? When I do that, I never... Well, you know, of course, it's always a tale of two cities, right? Everywhere, maybe, but in Ukraine specifically. So I think Augie has dug up another video. Now, this video is tailored towards the people who are about to go east and die for the Slava Ukraini bullshit, the scam, the EU, the NATO thing. That's never going to happen. Remember, we will join the NATO in about 3 weeks' time. You're not joining NATO at all, pal. Oh, EU? How about EU? Not going to happen. Okay, we don't need NATO or EU. Then what the f*** are you fighting this war for, you halfwit? For monies?
What a twist!
Yeah, for monies. And in order to fight the war for the monies, you need to find a group of people either stupid enough or scared enough to die for your golden toilet. And that comes in abundance when you reignite this banderite, nationalist, Nazi-aligned ideology in Ukraine. And in order to do that, you need the Hitlerjugend, okay? You need to get people early, right, Augie? And you need to put a torch in their hand and get them chanting, dancing around in circles, telling them they're better than everybody else. It's old as It's the oldest trick in the book, right? And it's happening right now in Ukraine. Guess who's paying for it all? The European Union, the LGBTQ Brigade, the Green Party are also paying for the missiles and bombs that are blowing up the biggest oil refineries on Earth. Now, of course, if Kamala had got her way, you guys in the States would still be paying for it. Run the video, Augie. I mean, what kid doesn't want to get a torch and a uniform and burn some? They don't have a clue what they're doing.
And
right?
It's all young women, right? So if you're not wife or a daughter of some Ukrainian elite, this is your fate.
Ah, wow. So these are all kids and girls. So this is perfect hunting ground as well for you know who and his friends. Now, as we look at these little fascists in their military uniforms, standing around in circles at night with their torches. You know, it looks like we've seen this movie before. And we also know how this movie ends. As we record this, we're on the eve of the 9th of May. That's an exceptionally important day here in Russia, across the old Soviet Union, and across the world. Remember, most people who enjoy any kind of freedom today enjoy it because of the sacrifice of the Soviet Union. Oh, no, the Soviets were communist, Stalin was a bit here. Yeah, yeah, I hear you. They were also allied with the United States of America, the British, the French. Don't forget it. You boys will all be speaking German, jawohl, if a lot of Russians, you know, Armenians, you know, Ukrainians, the list goes on and on. 15 republics, 60% of whom are Russian, by the way, 27 million people dead. The biggest army in history that rolled over the borders of the Soviet Union. The sacrifice is it's incomprehensible, right? So we put together a little piece of, we think it's genius, a little bit of a musical reminder, a little bit of archive footage, just a little dedication to the people who will remember their families. And there's not a family here in Russia that wasn't touched by this horror. Don't forget it. And don't forget where it all ends when you start waving your torches. It ends in Berlin, but the accents ain't German. Russian. Run the video, Augie.
So this is how it started, right? With the bombings, the raids, declaration of the war, of the invasion.
Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of the Moscow Mules. We love making it. We love you joining us. It's a kind of a family. It's getting bigger and bigger, kind of like Boris Johnson's, except we're not asked. Now, it is a very, very important time here in Russia. It's an important time across the Soviet Union. It's an important time across the world, like we said. So we'd like to say с праздником to all our friends across the world. We'd like to say happy May the 9th, happy Victory Day. And on a positive note, through the darkest times in history, people have made it. They've pushed forward and they continue to thrive. People have little lives. We have little lives. We hope we're a little light that shines into yours every week, maybe a bit more often, and brighten things up a bit. You know, why not? And we'll be here same time, same place next week, Augie and I and the crew. Until then, hold it together. On we go. Our best days are ahead of us. Mind yourselves.